They called us deplorables. We're not gonna take it. They shut down our country. No, we ain't gonna take it. They say our thoughts are disinformation. Is our response, the Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Finally Friday. I almost took the day off today because, you know, there's nothing to talk about. And I was thinking, you know, maybe I could cover the fact that Bed Bath & Beyond is closing down 150 stores, which is going to just, I mean, destroy a bunch of yoga pants-wearing, Chardonnay-swilling pool moms who live in cul-de-sac America. But I said, you know, I'm going to come in. I'm going to soldier on. I'm going to find something to talk about today. Not sure exactly what it's going to be, but there was that speech last night in Philadelphia, and the President of the United States bathed a sacred place, the birth of our democracy, in red. Now, you can take it a couple of different ways. First of all, the left convinced America that Republicans were red right when Barack Obama was running for office. It was kind of weird how that happened because he, you know, he's a Saul Alinsky fan. He actually announced his candidacy for state governance in Bill Ayers' living room in the parlor. So he's about as left as there is. He's like the original class of 1968 progeny, and he brought that stuff to the fore. And, you know, we had that. So, you know, this has been going on for a while. But they decided to call us red and them blue, and nothing could be further from the truth because communism is always red. So either he is going after Republicans with the red, or he is being as nakedly Stalinistic as his administration's verbiage. Joe Biden earlier this year said it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. That's a Stalin thing. Another famous Soviet said, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Huh, that's kind of what happened at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, by the way, the newest on that, the FBI, they took some clothing items. Maybe that's why they were in Melania's closet. Apparently, the FBI decided when they were doing their specific warrant. No, actually, it was one of those grab anything you can warrants that usually you see in a banana republic. They took some wardrobe items, magazines and books. Really? Magazines. Is magazines? Is there like a... Oh, no, I know what it is. It's a top secret magazine. It's just government secrets, and it's only available to the president, I guess, is the magazine that they must have taken. Or Confidential. No, Confidential World. It's a magazine they only get in Washington, D.C., and only the president gets it, and only, like, really deep members of the swamp. So, you know, every day that we see this, it started off with absurdity. It's ending up in absurdity. It started off with Joe Scarborough saying, well, they are nuclear secrets. They're nuclear secrets. What do you think, Mika? Derp, 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 derp. You know, and there was that. And then we find out that they had to go find a magistrate. They had to find somebody that was a sycophantic Democrat to do the seizure of Donald Trump's clothing and magazines. It's just remarkable. It's just remarkable. The other way you could look at the red on the birthplace of our democracy is, there's always the Satan thing. You know, there is the Satan thing. There's a whole lot of that Satan stuff going around. And if you believe, you know, the Bible and stuff, you got to kind of think maybe some of this stuff is not good, very evil. And then, of course, just the obvious, which is the Democrats really, 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 really love their communism, really, really love their socialism, really love their Marxism. And that was a way to kind of brand the most sacred place for our governance by bathing it in red. It's really, really, really remarkable. Really, really, really dangerous, and it should be impeachable. It should be the first day, the first steps of an impeachment and removal from office. This morning I used an analogy on Twitter. I was called out by someone very near and dear to me who is a relative. And I said, you ever see that You know those videos on the viral videos? It's got the big silverback gorilla, and there's a little baby gorilla, and the little baby gorilla is like trying to be tough, and he's like poking the big silverback, and the silverback's like, oh, just leave me alone. He's chewing on a piece of straw, you know? Come on. Or when you see out in the African savannah, and you see the big lion with his big mane, and there's the little cub there, and the little cub is, you know, trying to feel out how tough he's going to be, you know, because, you know, one of these days he's going to be the next Lion King. And the big, lion just kind of swats him. What can I do? I can go out and have sex about 50 times today and then go kill something and eat it. Or maybe just wait for the female lions to kill it and then I'll eat it, which is the way things should be. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. But I said, that thing you see in those videos with the lion and the gorilla. And remember, finally the gorilla and the lion just get tired of it and just knock the crap out of the small lion or gorilla. Just not hurt them. Just go, I'm really done with this. Just bap and just not, who's boss here? Knock it off. That's kind of what happens in America right now. We've had the left. They went to school. I'm part of the Generation X, the first generation, the last generation, I should say, to graduate from college without being completely brainwashed by all of this nonsense. And then you had all these millennials getting out of college and they became, got in charge of Facebook and Twitter and all this. And then people like AOC, they decided to take all of our history that we're proud of, the fact that we're proud to stand during the national anthem, the fact that many of us have relatives that served in the military. Maybe they came home with profound injuries, maybe missing legs, maybe PTSD, or maybe you've just you just go visit the grave of somebody who was a relative who fought and died for our country. And then these kids out of college, they've never had a damn thing in their life. They're candy aisle kids, and they get out and they decide to tell us what America is all about, why America's awful, you should hate America's racist and all this. And we're like, no, that's not true. You see, I like to stand during the national anthem. And then the summer of 2020 came around because it was the summer of 2020, and they started tearing down statues, and we just kind of sat there like the big silver hair gorilla, the silverback gorilla, or the lion, and we kind of endured their little slapping and their all that stuff. And when Donald Trump was running for president, the Antifa, they would go and they'd get into line at Trump rallies and start fights with Trump supporters. That's when that all started. And then of course, on Trump's inauguration day, Madonna said that she wanted to burn down the White House, and there was a mini version of Kristallnacht right there. They had knocked out some store windows. And then we went into the FBI trying to throw the 2016 election and then throwing the 2020 election by covering up Hunter Biden's laptop and all this. And the silverback gorilla is getting a little ticked off and kind of like, I'm getting a little sick of this nonsense right here with these little punk asses smacking me in the face and doing all this. And I'm about ready to give him a little what fur. And then the lion is getting mad and he's like, I'm really just about done. And then Joe Biden decides to declare war, like I told you yesterday and the day before he would do, on the silver-haired gorilla and on the lion in the savannah, and now we're just done, and we're going to smack you back. Just really, 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 really done. You poked the pit bull so many times, you're going to get it. And this younger person who was texting me today about my analogy saying it was a call for war, and I said, no, it's not. The call for war was issued last night. The call for war was when you call people fascist. The call for war is when you go to Trump associates' homes in the dead of night and roust them with guns drawn. And then another call for war is, telling that the Supreme Court justices have started a whirlwind. And then ultimately, one of the Supreme Court justices, there's an attempted assassination. And then there's the shooting on the baseball field of Steve Scalise and other Republicans by a Bernie supporter. And, I can go on and on and on. In the summer of 2020, all the burning and the looting and everything, and no Democrat said a damn thing about it. Well, yeah, the silver-haired gorilla is like, I'm kind of done with this. Done, 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 done. The lion is done, 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 done. And that speech last night was another indignity on top of everything else that this this monster has submitted us to. Whether that be the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which was a slap to every Gold Star family, every person who ever served in Afghanistan, it was a slap in their face. We all know it was. And there have been other indignities, the open border, flooding our border, destroying towns. Finally, there's at least one governor who's sending illegals to the big cities, the big blue cities that are run by Democrats that said, hey, man, we love to have a sanctuary city status. Come on in. And then they realize when they get what they, what they desire or what they say they do, they realize, oh, no, that's not for us. That was for you people down on the border. You deal with all that stuff. There's a number of reasons why the speech happened last night, and all of them point to Joe Biden knowing that he's got to do something desperate before November the 8th. And that doesn't mean just to win the election. That means to probably maybe stop it, maybe cause some sort of an armed conflict. That's not going to happen because we're not going to take the bait. Now, we're going to smack back big time. We're going to smack back at the election, and we're going to smack back legally when we do indictments and we do convictions and we do removal from office and we put people in jail. That's what we have to do because, honestly, they have been firing the first volleys of the Civil War, and last night was the night that officially we know that we are the enemies of his state. Now, this morning, it's kind of funny because Corinne Jean-Pierre is saying, no, we're just talking about MAGA supporters in Congress. Because I think maybe they might have, kicked the pit bull, poked the silverback gorilla, messed with the lion on the savannah a little too much, and maybe they went, huh. And I don't see a lot of Democrat higher-ups. I don't see Nancy Pelosi saying it was a great speech. And I haven't heard much from Nancy Pelosi lately. It's almost kind of like they stepped back to see what would happen, let Joe do it, and they would just go along. Nobody's really talking about it on the Democrat side. None of the former presidents have been talking about the Mar-a-Lago raid. It's kind of weird. It's almost like they're a cabal. Kind of like that. So I've got some segments from the speech last night. I've got some reaction about the speech last night. And now we know that the Biden administration, many people worked with social media to shut down conservative speech. This is a criminal act. People need to go to jail. And these sites most probably will have to be indicted. People have to be brought to trial. And some people are going to have to go to jail. They're going to face fines and hopefully the destruction of their social media empires. So the number here is 800-922-6680, 800-922-6680. We do have a special guest on today, somebody I'd love to talk to, John Schneider, who just happens to be Bo Duke from Dukes of Hazzard, going to join us at the bottom of next hour. I've been texting him all morning because he's my brother from another mother. And then we've got some other surprises for you as well. This, my friends, is a Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Biden's first year in office summed up in three words. Welcome back, Carter.
That's not right. It's not fair to us. And honestly, it's not fair to the world.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers.
Yeah, well, because I've got reams of evidence to show that it was actually stolen, and I'm not giving up on that because, I'm not stupid.
To undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined.
MAGA forces? Do we have any? Is there any MAGA forces around here? Do we have an army or something? I don't know.
Take this country backwards. They promote authoritarian leaders, and they...
I don't know what you're talking about.
...fan the flames of political violence.
Let me see. I think there was a lot of violence in 2020 that Republicans had nothing to do with.
...that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law...
And here's Tucker.
...to the very soul of this country.
This is truly nuts.
Now, it's kind of weird because Rob Carson, am a MAGA Republican. And if I'm not mistaken, last night and the last couple of days, Joe Biden has said that I am an enemy of the state. And it's kind of funny because I live in a home with three other people who aren't MAGA Republicans. My son, my daughter, and my wife. So I guess I'm their enemy, right? And if I'm not mistaken, there are a lot of MAGA Republicans out there since we're demonizing a group of people and declaring war on them, legitimately, 87,000 IRS agents, anyone? We don't exist on an island over here. We're actually in your business, and we work hard, and we are churchgoers, and some of us are clergy, and some of us are congregants, and some of us volunteer, and some of us are scout leaders, and all of this stuff. And it's kind of funny, all those people who mix with people who don't support Donald Trump. Well, I guess we're enemies. We are enemies of the country, I guess. This is beyond the pale. This speech last night is something that is impeachable. It's unacceptable. You know, we make a lot of comparisons with dictators of the past who've demonized a segment of the population. You know, I don't know. I think there's a guy, I think it started with an H or something. What the heck was it? It was back in the 30s or something. He called a bunch of people like the enemies of the state, and then he ultimately just tried to murder them all. Anyway, it just kind of sounds kind of similar, because Joe Biden did bathe the most sacred place for the birthplace of the country in red light last night, and had military guards behind him in a speech that wasn't political, legal to have Marines standing back there. And you got to kind of wonder how proud of themselves they felt having to stand there last night. I do have a couple little segments of the speech. Here's a little piece of Joe Biden's speech last night. Okay, I don't think that's it. Hold on. I had to load my own audio this morning. This is definitely Joe Biden's speech last night. Here it is.
The Republic will be reorganized into the first galactic empire.
Okay.
For a safe and secure society.
Okay, I don't think that's either. Here, let me try this soundbite here about what happened last night.
And the shocker around the world.
Hold on.
Was the start of the revolution.
Can't stop.
The men and women were ready on the move.
Son of a gun.
Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, man, there's not an hour to lose.
Okay, that was Schoolhouse Rock. That was the things that I listened to when I was a kid, because I was the last generation of patriotic Americans who were not taught to hate the country. Hold on, I think this might be it right here.
All the people that have gone out there.
Oh, this is Andrew Breitbart with one of my favorite quotes by him.
All the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist, you're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs. You. War.
I think Andrew Breitbart, he died about 10 years ago, and wow, the Democrats were doing that to us then. So it wasn't the first time that we've been called something. It wasn't the first time that we've had words of war used against us. But this time, a sitting president literally put a target on half of the country. Larry in Baltimore. Hello there, Larry. You got about a minute. Go right ahead, buddy.
Hi. I think calling it the state doesn't go far enough anymore. I think starting with you, you should start calling it the Stalin state.
Yeah.
And and then announce it. We're no longer calling it the deep state. It is now the Stalin state, especially based on that speech last night.
Yeah.
And it's a misnomer, the deep state. They've been working on this a long time, and they're finally making the move, and they made it out loud last night.
Yep, it's the class of 1968. That's what it's all about, Larry. You've heard me talking about this, and it's not about people who graduated in 68. It is a metaphor for those who protested against Vietnam. It was the people who went and Jane Fonda went and sat with the enemy and embraced them, and then that moved into academia. That academia taught the next generation to hate America, to love Stalin, to say communism is awesome. It just hasn't been done correctly, even though it left 100 million bodies in its wake, and this was their final last big shot this year, and last night was the big finale, and hopefully this will mean a turnaround and we take it back. Thanks for the phone call. More on this, more audio from his devices, speech for real coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's a Rob Carson Show.
Who would it now?
We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving America than the MAGA Republicans are destroying America.
Bob, what exactly are the MAGA Republicans doing to destroy America, sir? I'm back here. I'm Rob with the Rob Carson Show. Could you answer that question?
MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy.
Okay. Could you just real quick, Mr. President Doofy, just tell me what exactly I'm doing to threaten democracy, even though we're not a democracy?
They refuse to accept the will of the people. You and 81 million Americans voted to save our democracy.
Oh, wait, Mr. President, really? You think you got 81 million votes? I'm sorry, that's fantastic.
Donald Trump isn't just a former president.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He is a defeated former president.
There you go. Let me explain why the speech happened last night. There's a couple reasons why the speech happened last night. It's because he's a desperate, flailing man. I told you that things were going to get really big and really ugly before November. There was going to be some weird stuff happening. They were going to try all sorts of things. I'm thinking raiding Donald Trump's home was one of those things, and doubling the size of the IRS with 87,000 agents and running an ad. This is the kind of audacity they have. Running an ad that says if you're going to be a new IRS agent, by the way, that you need to be able to handle a firearm and be willing to use deadly force. I mean, just these little things that normally in a normal society that maybe, I don't know, maybe pre-war Germany, you'd be kind of like, I don't know, this sounds kind of weird. These things are happening. And then the government worked with social media and the mainstream media to shut down dissent, and they call it disinformation. I don't know, maybe there's something going on. No, it's not. He loves us all. He's uniting all of us. He's doing a great job. Republicans lead Democrats by 6 points in a generic congressional ballot, according to the latest Trafalgar Group poll. They said that 42% said they would vote for a generic Republican candidate compared to like 41% of Democrats. 11.4% said they were unsure because, you know, they're morons. You know, like, we should get rid of the unsure people. Just, but, you know, just like Joe Biden wants to do with Trump supporters, just get rid. No, I'm just kidding. They can exist. Just don't poll them anymore. Trafalgar Group poll sampled likely general election voters, and there was a 2.9% margin error, blah, 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 blah. The poll showed that only 38% approved of Biden this week, 58% disapproved, for a net approval rating of negative 20. So there's that. And then there's this. This is like last week. This is before the speech last night. And I'm going to show you why his speech and the theme of it was what it was. U.S. democracy is on the verge of collapse, a majority of voters say. Democrats and Republicans are united in their fears, says a new poll, which reveals how concern has grown by 9 points since January. Okay. Details were released ahead of Joe Biden's speech last night. Quinnipiac University surveyed 1,500 adults. More than two-thirds said they believed democracy was under threat. 72% of Democrats, 70% of Republicans. Quinnipiac University polling analyst Tim Malloy, a rare moment of agreement. Now, why would 72% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans, a plurality, well, not a plurality, it's 70% of each, think the country is on the verge of collapse while Joe Biden is the president? It would mean that 72% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans believe that the country is on the verge of collapse because of the president and his policies. You see what I'm saying? So what does he do last night? He says that the only way to prevent the collapse of democracy is to get rid of Trump supporters, is to go after MAGA Republicans. Isn't that interesting? They're getting ahead of the story so they can change the narrative. That's what it's about. They have the audacity to say, okay, so because of our policies, 72% of Democrats, 70% of Republicans say the country is on the verge of collapse. The democracy is on the verge of collapse because Joe Biden's policies So we better do a very Stalinistic speech last night saying that the only way to prevent the collapse from continuing is to blame it on mega Republicans, even though mega Republicans aren't creating the problem. 21% of respondents ranked threats to democracy as the most important issue ahead of 16% who said the cost of living at 14% put jobs and the economy as a top billing. That's last week. They said it became number one. 21% of respondents ranked threats to democracy. This, by the way, after Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was raided and 70% of Americans thought that it was political and 80% of Republicans thought it was political. And consequently, 72% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans believe the country and the democracy is on the verge of collapse. So to change the narrative, Joe Biden went and did a speech, bathed Constitution Hall in blood red, and delivered a fiery speech where he said the 70% of Republicans who say that the U.S. democracy is on the verge of collapse are the enemy. Do you see where I'm going with this? Kaboom. Drop the mic. Going on the 3-day weekend. Have a great day. Listen to some awesome music. And I'll see you on Monday. Tuesday. No, I'm just kidding. I've got a long way to go. I could leave right now. But it's clear. This is clear why Joe Biden did the speech last night. Because everything that he does, everything he has done, including the raid on Mar-a-Lago, which was not greeted popularly. MSNBC loved it. CNN loved it. 70% of Americans thought it was way over the top. 80% of Republicans know that it was a political terrorism, act of terrorism. That's why Joe Biden delivered the speech last night. And one of the great things is nobody is going to follow him. I was watching Rob Schmidt last night. Fantastic. I always watch Newsmax, and then I watched a little bit of Tucker last night. Tucker, he was laughing about it. He said, "Yeah, how in the hell are you going to cause a war against half of the people when none of the people are going to follow you into battle?" You know? It's kind of like in Bluto's speech from Animal House.
Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now!
Just to replace Joe Biden's speech with Bluto's speech here. And his call to action.
Because when the going gets tough,
the tough sniff little girl's hair.
The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Yeah, that's what Joe Biden did last night. Who's with me? Who's ready to fight the war against those mega Republicans? And America's going to go, no. And our military especially, they're like, well, you know, we'd love to stay here while we're being defunded and demonized and told that we can't use gender pronouns and all of that stupid crap when we're, you know, fighting warriors in a very violent world. You know, I don't think we're going to fight for you there, Joby. I don't think we're going to go against the people who support the military and love the police, always have loved the police. And even though you just delivered a speech saying you really love the police and you want to refund the police after 2 years of ignoring the defunding of the police and the violence and the murder and the death and the demonization of police and the rise of crime because of all the defunding of police and all that, I don't think you're getting a lot of people to follow Bluto out the door. Let's go to Glenn in Easton, Maryland. Hello, Glenn, and happy Friday to you.
Thanks, Rob. Happy Friday to you.
What's up?
I'm a retired history teacher and government teacher, and it pains me every time I hear the word democracy because language matters. We are a republic, okay? A democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding on what to have for dinner. Benjamin Franklin was asked by a lady outside of Constitution Hall, "Sir, what kind of government have you given us?" He said, "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." The problem is here, they're tearing down the definitions of things. No one knows what a true fascist is. If they knew the definition of fascist, they'd see that pretty much every government we've had since the military-industrial complex took over is a fascistic government, a sharing of government and private company power. Look at the, I mean, it's the tr- true definition of
Glenn, it. Glenn, you say you're, Glenn, you say you're a teacher of history, and this is great. Do you think that my Stalin references are spot on?
Yes, they are. And here's what really scares me. If people who really knew their history, look at what Hitler did to get supreme power. He had a patsy served up in the Reichstag fire. I guarantee you they've got somebody sitting out there that they're gonna enrage to get to the point that they're either set it up on purpose, a false flag, or
Glenn,
to make this horrible.
Glenn, you're way late on this one. The Reichstag happened on January the 6th. The Reichstag happened on January 6th. Even Newsweek admitted that that 14 left-leaning groups had infiltrated the crowd, the FBI, and all of that. And a million people came to Washington, D.C. to at least be heard about what they thought was unfairness in the election. So they literally opened the doors to the Reichstag. They let people in, and then they acted like it was the worst thing in the history of our country, even though they originally claimed $100 million worth of damage to the building, and there was no damage to the interior of the building. They'd opened the building 2 hours later. People stayed within the velvet ropes. They're not releasing 16,000 hours of video footage, but they have imprisoned 600 political prisoners. They're not giving them trials. They've been, many of them, in solitary confinement for 600 days. So we got that. And then, Glenn, what was the other bit? What was the other thing? Reichstag, and what was the other thing they did? Oh, yeah, Kristallnacht. Now, this is another thing, and the reason why I bring this up, Glenn, is some people wrote me last night, because the next thing is the Reichstag, and then after that, they're going to do Kristallnacht. I said, no, they did Kristallnacht in the summer of 2020. Remember all the nights of broken glass? Remember all the fear with regard to being Trump supporters? Remember the attempted assassination of a Supreme Court justice? The attempted assassination of a bunch of Republican lawmakers on a baseball field? Do you remember those things, Glenn? Because I hate to tell you this, the Reichstag has already happened, and Kristallnacht has already happened. This is a matter of trying to get troops rallied and go after MAGA Republicans. It's not going to work, but go ahead.
Well, the problem is their January 6th hearings fell flat, so I think they're going to try to up their game because no one watched it and no one cared about it. Everyone knows that it was a total setup. Anybody that can think critically on our side knows that that was a joke.
Well, Glenn, I do not believe
anything.
I do not believe they've done some things like Barack Obama. He had his DHS arm up. They had 1.5 billion rounds of ammunition back when he was the president. They've been trying to shut down ammunition to Americans. They've been trying to ban assault weapons from us, which are actually weapons of war, which are guaranteed by the Second Amendment. All of these things. So I don't believe that patriots in the military who are not happy with the way that that things are going to pick up arms against patriotic citizens. And I also want to say, when I said that 70% of Democrats, 72% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans said the democracy was on the verge of collapse, which means the government, how we have lived is going to collapse, I don't believe they were on opposite sides. I believe they both are worried about the country they actually love. Because a very small percentage of people in this country are saying they hate America and they tried to get us to go along and we're not going along with it. Go ahead.
Well, the problem is the country we all grew up in isn't here anymore. If we don't take it back, we're going to have a problem.
I agree with you on that. But
does not exist right now.
I understand. But the people do, Glenn. And while things have changed, the attempt by the left to make us hate America enough to overthrow it, hate us enough to change it at its foundings, has not happened. You see it in the media. The media certainly is doing very Stalinistic things, following the bidding of a party. They've been doing that for decades. Big social media added to the mix. It's been proven, all of that. But it still wasn't enough to make us all hate America as founded. And consequently, that's why the Democrats are so desperate. Let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
If the left tells you to quiet down, get louder. It's The Rob Carson Show.
We must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal.
Oh, God, he hit the nail on the head there.
Donald Trump and the MAGA.
I'm sorry, you're in the girls' locker room, and you've got a penis. Oh, I've been fired. Okay.
Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican
Party... Why, but he called it a republic.
...party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated...
Intimidated.
...by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to...
Donald Trump was president like 2 years ago.
...this country.
Oh, there you go. Hold on. That's the money shot. Now, that's not the best expression to use.
...intimidated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to...
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. That's 75 million people.
...this country.
Yeah.
And here, in my view, is what is true.
What is that?
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution.
No, actually, we do. We love it. We just don't consider it living.
They do not believe in the rule of law.
No, actually, we do. We supported the police while you guys burned down America's cities in 2020.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards.
What? Like, to what? To, like, not insane anymore?
Backwards. To an America.
Yes.
Where there is no right to choose.
Oh, dear Lord.
No right to privacy.
Oh, please.
No right to contraception. No right to marry who you love. They promote authority.
So
they,
really. Okay, so we don't want people to have contraception, and we don't want gay people to get married, and we don't want to ban abortion shore to shore. All of those are gigantic, massive lies.
Authoritarian leaders, and they fan the flames of political violence.
Although I'm kind of down with the abortion thing. I was adopted, and my mother was raped.
Once. MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies. Lies told for profit and power.
I don't know about you, but I would say that's projection. Serious projection. New song from Jim Gossett.
To speak the impeachable speech. To say the impeachable words. To cross the line into sedition.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Real close.
Joe's speech was one for the birds. This was his quest. Not heal, but divide. And when he trashed MAGA, Joe flat out lied.
Ultra MAGA!
His speech was a joke designed to incite.
Yeah.
Hey, bring it on, Joe. Gotta know we're prepared for a fight. 'Cause now you're impeachable, Joe.
Oh, man. Wow. Listen to that. Jim Gossett, the big finish. The big finish. Jim Gossett, two S's and two T's. Let me tell you what a genius this guy is. I wrote a couple lines. I said, hey, maybe we ought to do this. And he writes to me this morning. He says, I'm really busy. I'm getting to the airport. Might have to wait till Monday. I said, okay, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. And then he did it. And then he did it. And then he owned it. And then he knocked it out of the ballpark. And we've got another one of those we're going to share with you very shortly on the show. Meghan McCain, of all people. Said Biden's unhinged, sinister assault on Trump and MAGA Republicans has thrown gasoline on the fire raging in our country. It's poked the silverback gorilla too many times. I am more convinced than ever it will take most of the infamous failure of it will also make him the most infamous failure of a one-term president. Bravo, bravo, bravo. The political equivalent of a kamikaze mission just months before the midterms, an angry, unhinged 24-minute primetime screed that erodes the reputation of the White House, the final nail in the coffin of American unity. Biden's speech to the nation at Philadelphia's Independence Hall was all of those things, and it was horrifying. I agree 100%. Let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it's Friday, finally Friday, and John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard, and also, hey, another thing that he does is he does a lot of movies. He's got a bunch of new projects he's working on. We'll get to that. And then also he founded Children's Miracle Network, which is something that I've been involved with for a very long time, getting kids treatment for things like cancer. And when parents can't afford it, Children's Miracle Network foots the bill. It's pretty cool. It's an organization I've worked with for a really a long time. So we've got a bunch of stuff here that I want to get to, including certainly Joe Biden's speech last night. Did you realize last night on Twitter, pedo Hitler was trending for a while. Pedo Hitler, P-E-D-O Hitler, trended on Twitter following Joe Biden's tyrannical and threatening speech to the nation. And then Twitter got rid of it. I noticed that pedo Twitler, pedo Twitler was up there at number two at trending last night. And then the number one thing was MAGA was trending last night on Twitter. And then all of a sudden it just went away. It's kind of funny. But in case you missed it, here is President Doofy last night declaring war, like I said he would earlier this week, including yesterday, on half of the country as a president of the United States, as a president who said he'd bring us together. And nobody believed that. And if you did, and honestly, if you're a journalist who thought that his State of the Union address, or not his state, but his inauguration address was really what it was all about, I mean, you're so ungodly stupid. You need to consider another line of work. And certainly it can't be like a private investigator, because you'd screw that up too. I mean, honestly, any journalist who thinks that Joe Biden wants to bring us together at this point is a dyed-in-the-wool socialist, Trump hater, or they're just woefully ignorant.
And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election, and they're working.
Yeah, we also refuse to accept that there was Russia collusion with Trump and Hillary and the Russians, and then we also refuse to stop believing that Hunter Biden's laptop was real, and we also refuse to believe what your administration, including your mousy little Marxist spokesperson, says that the southern border is closed, and your DHS secretary has said is closed. Yeah, we choose not to believe that. You see,
right now.
You know why we choose not to believe those things? Because you keep freaking lying about it.
I speak in state after state to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies. Empowering election.
You know, it's kind of funny because I think he thought maybe. I mean, a couple things going on here. Notice that no one in the Democrat Party really came out yesterday in support of the speech, and you've had some tepid response from Democrats, and literally it's almost like that, starting with Mar-a-Lago when Joe Biden went on vacation, that they'd usher in all of these things while he was on vacation, and Democrats would just sit back like it was almost planned and see how it turned out. In case it blew up in their faces, they could distance themselves from it. Because otherwise, it would have been last night, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, yes, the president is absolutely right. These MAGA Republicans are definitely going to destroy the country. We definitely need to do something about them. If they are indeed enemies of the state, then these people have to be hunted down and arrested in jail. Right? If we're as bad as Joe Biden says, we are a threat to democracy. We want to take down the country. Those are all criminal offenses. They are all about sedition. They said that about the January 6th protesters, and they just said it was an insurrection. The FBI admitted it wasn't an insurrection. It is quite remarkable when you think about it. And if you think about it too much, then you realize what they're trying to do to you. CNN has been blasted for saying that Biden used military as a backdrop for a battle speech. And they should be, by the way. Breonna Keller got on there and said, you know, really? I mean, should you have the military there? You know, perhaps Biden's combative screed was ironically previewed by the White House as one of unity did succeed in one way, uniting media across the partisan spectrum in its criticism of the imagery of the president used to back up his words. So there were some people who had a modicum of common sense who says, really? Do we want to bathe the Constitution Hall in red light that shoots up, that looks ominous, and a president that does a clenched fist speech about 75 million Americans, calling them enemies of the state. Is this the country we want to live in? Because I got to tell you, this is bizarre, and it's really dangerous. And it's kind of funny that this president, as Democrats sat back, and they were just sitting back to see what would happen. You got to look at Joe Biden's approval rating. You got to look at the state of the country. You got to look at about how angry people are. You got to look at this poll that I said that 72% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans say the country is on the verge of collapse. Our way of governance is on the verge of collapse. Both parties agreed on that. And the only thing that brought them together on that was the person in power. It wasn't Donald Trump. A year and a half ago, it was what's happening to the country now. And this poll happened after Mar-a-Lago was raided, which means this president, as a last-ditch effort, delivered a speech where he would attempt to capitalize on this poll and say that Democrats think the country is on the verge of collapse because of Donald Trump, when the opposite is true. It's kind of like he, you know, expected that you would listen to the guy who is doing an awful job as the president, which many people are considering the worst president in the history of the world or the United States. 60% of us think that he is mentally unfit for office, among other things. And suddenly he expects you to toss him the keys to the car so you can go to the grocery store. Would you give the keys to your car with your children in the car seat in the back to Joe Biden to drive anywhere? Okay, I think that gives you an idea. Who's going to follow this person into battle against mega Republicans? Oh, but he did get heckled last night. Somebody said FJB. That's another thing. Did you realize last football season when people were allowed in the stands again after tyrannical closed lockdowns that were nonsensical, that thousands, millions of people in stands everywhere were screaming the words, bleep Joe Biden. Now, that's not very, that's not a good sign, is it? Not a good sign when millions of people do that, and it sells millions of T-shirts, and then they changed it to Let's Go Brandon so it wouldn't offend anybody, but it meant the same thing. And then one guy last night decided to do that at his speech.
After the 2020 election, as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections,
bleep Joe Biden.
They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people.
Yeah, nobody believes you got 81 million votes, by the way. They even made a movie about it. It's called 2,000 Mules. It was shot down by the media. They used the same technology the FBI went after January 6th protesters. They had the same cell phone data. They used the same data to track people dropping off ballots at multiple ballot boxes, going back to Democrat campaign headquarters, getting more ballots, dropping them in, and they combined it with millions of minutes of footage of people dropping off multiple ballots in ballot boxes, taking off rubber gloves that they had on to put them in the ballot boxes, and then throw them in the trash. This is all collapsing in front of our eyes. This is the beginning of the end of this man as the president. He will not be the president in 2023. He won't be. I'm just predicting it. And after last night, he should be impeached. He has declared half of the country, our citizenry, who he is expected to lead, he has declared half of us the enemy. No president has done that, with the exception of, I guess, Abraham Lincoln after the South split from the country. Let's go to Steve in Chestertown, Maryland. Hello there, Steve, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's up?
Yes, I listened to that speech, and the man is so hateful. He's never been anything but a politician his whole life. So yeah. He's going to divide and conquer. But a lot of people should please find out about Dominion. They stole the election last time. They're going to do it again. They need the power because they know if Republicans get power back again, they're going to go after the people that have been dishonest.
Well, Steve,
their vote counted properly.
Yes.
They're going to do it again. Dominion's going to do it again.
All right. Thanks for the call, Steve. Got to go. As far as the electioneering and all of that nonsense and Mark Zuckerberg and shutting down the election vote count the night of the election in battleground states, they even claimed in Atlanta that there was a water main break where they counted the votes, and then they kept the cameras going, and it showed people getting out cases of ballots and running them through multiple times. You know, we're not stupid. You can call it a big lie. That's what they did in Stalin's Russia. That's what they did. They said it was a big lie. They said it was misinformation or disinformation, verbatim. That's what they used. And honestly, we're just done. We're not stupid. We're not falling for this. Well, we never did. We on the right never did. That's why we have a target on us. And it's becoming obvious to people who voted for Joe Biden and people who actually love the country. It's becoming painfully obvious that everything they've done is a lie. This is Stephen Miller last night. I thought it was marvelous, a very succinct and just a beautiful analysis of the speech last night. This guy, I tell you what, he looks very, very unimposing. You'd kind of almost expect him to be an accountant, and then he does this.
President Biden tonight gave the speech of a dictator in the style of a dictator, in the visual of a dictator, using the words of a dictator. This was his enemies of the state speech.
Oh, yes.
And like every other radical Marxist tyrant, he accused his opponents of being fascist.
I want you to think about it. If Donald Trump just decided to do an unannounced speech that was not related to policy whatsoever, just making the other party the enemy, standing in front of Constitution Hall bathed in red light, how do you suppose that would have played out?
Well, he engages in repressive authoritarian behavior. He's the one who is forcing Americans against their will to take a vaccine. He is the one who has violated our Constitution to open our nation's borders.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
He is the one interfering in the sacred relationship between parent and child.
There is that. Yeah,
to try to force dangerous medicine, puberty blockers, hormones on our little kids. He's the one whose government raided the home of his chief political opponent in a fashion that violates the entire constitutional order, because President Trump has the absolute right to decide what is or isn't in the national security interest when he leaves the White House. All of those things, all of them, are the behavior of a tyrant. And this speech is the moment that Biden crossed the Rubicon and he ceased to be.
This is the speech where Grampy wandered off into the cornfield.
Be a man who could even pretend, that he has the interests of this country at heart. And he is truly and irrevocably now committed to splitting this country in two and beginning an era of division and an era of hatred that will wound our soul if it is not repaired for generations to come.
Yeah, that was nice. And again, before the speech, after the Mar-a-Lago raid, 72% of Democrats, 70% of Republicans said that the country, the democracy, was on the verge of collapse. It's because Joe Biden's the president and the policies and what it has brought with them. Frank, you'll be up next. Eileen in Santa Cruz as well. Stick around. This is the Rob Carson Show.
The SS Titanic is going down, and there's no room on the door for Democrats. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Actually, there is room on door for Democrats. There is. There is. Because, you know, 72% of Democrats last week and 70% of Republicans believe that democracy in the U.S. was on the verge of collapse. And that's a reflection of who's in power, not who was 2 years ago. So, Democrats, you are welcome. We can work together on some stuff. We're going to agree to disagree on some stuff. For instance, we're leaving abortion up to the states. We're not trying to ban it nationwide. You know, if you want an abortion, go to California. It's going to be a little bit harder to get an abortion in Missouri. You know, it's going to be a little bit harder to get one in Kansas. And I say this because I'm pro-life. And again, I was given up for adoption because my mother was sexually assaulted, which, you know, if you go, well, what about rape and incest? Ta-da! Yeah, there you go. Yeah, these are these things. Leave it up to the states. If you don't want to live there, leave. You know, and honestly, let's use this in common sense. California, people are leaving California. You know why? Because the Democrat governor and Democrats in power have made it suck. You see? That's what you can do. So Democrats, you can even leave California when they make it suck. All right? So we can come together on some stuff. at least we can come together on loving the country, still saying that we're proud of the country, still saying that we don't hate the country, still saying that it's the greatest engine of economic and individual freedom in the history. I'm sounding like Joe Biden. Slow down. There you go. The greatest engine of individual and economic freedom in the history of mankind. You know why? Because we live in richness. Our cabinets are full generally, although lately it's been a real bitch. I'll just tell you. I said that word. But it has been. But honestly, there's never been a more inventive, creative group of people in the history of mankind. It's glorious. Did you see that we literally are about to see the hand of God in space? We're seeing the creation of the universe. We're hearing the sounds of a black hole. It sounds like souls in torture in hell, which, you know, you got to kind of wonder. We're seeing it in our lifetime. It's because America did it. Oh, and then there's this. 79% of Americans say former President Trump would have won the election in 2020 if Hunter Biden's laptop had been known to voters. That's kind of weird. There's that. So maybe that's another reason why Joe Biden delivered that speech last night, to distract from all of the nonsense that he has done that has caused 72% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans to say we are off the rails and democracy, which we are to democracy, but at least the representative republic is in peril. Let's go to Frank in King City, California. Hello there, my friend. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's up?
Yeah, I've got 2 points I'd like to make, Rob, and then you can comment on them afterwards if you don't mind.
Sure.
Well, I listen to your show every day, and I'm
thank you.
How you always say that people are going to start going to jail and things like that and all this and that stuff, but I've seen it too many times that I believe that absolutely nothing's going to happen to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Fauci. None of these people, because they're all politicians, career politicians.
Okay.
They're protected by somebody. Okay. And I believe nothing's going to happen to these people.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your next point?
And then the November elections, if the Democrats, how easily they stole the presidency, how come you don't think they can just do the same thing in November?
Because usually you don't let the same mistake happen again.
Well, yeah, but it's happened. It's happened throughout history.
Yeah, but it didn't happen in Arizona with Kerry Lake.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah, absolutely.
Frank, I do appreciate your trepidation. I absolutely get it, okay? But I'll tell you, as far as punishment is concerned, you're probably right now. I mean, there's Hunter Biden getting jailed. No, it's not going to happen because Joe Biden will pardon him. Joe Biden will get pardoned because he's in a position of power. I get it. But we've got to change things. And I'm not willing to shrug my shoulders and say, woe is me, it's not going to happen. We're going to lose the election. No. As far as preventing the election from being stolen again, there are tons of legislatures around the country that have enacted new voting laws that will not allow the wholesale usage of mail-in votes and drop ballot boxes. In at least 5 states, AGs have been elected who will enforce election integrity. And also, there are about 75, 80, maybe 90 million Republicans who have these really amazing things in their pockets. They're called smartphones. And they are motivated not only to run for office, not only to volunteer at polling places, but also they're going to be out at ballot boxes like they were in Arizona, camping out at ballot boxes like tailgate parties to make sure there is no election BS. So if you want to try and take on 70 million investigative journalists with their cell phones, I don't think it's going to be so easy this time. But Frank, I do understand your perspective, how you could be jaded by that. All I can do every day, Frank, is come in here and be optimistic and fight back, to use facts, to use humor, and to motivate people to say enough is enough is enough. And I do believe this time we really are at a moment in history where we are ready to say enough is enough is enough. We don't hate America as founded. Nice try, class of 1968. It may have worked on the millennials, but it did a face plant on them. And your policies, your totalitarian policies, have slapped Gen Z in the face, wrecked their lives, and they're not too happy about it either. So I'm going to remain optimistic. I'm going to keep fighting. All right. John Schneider joins us next from the Dukes of Hazzard and other stuff. Also, Eileen in Santa Cruz. Got to hold on. We'll get to you. This, my friends, is a Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Come on, sing it with me. I know every word.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
Meets all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
John Schneider joins us on the news Newsmax hotline. How you doing, sir?
Yeehaw!
You know, I think
fine, but I am absolutely in shock.
Why?
From what this hater?
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Now John,
I use the term loosely. President.
Yeah.
Basically, made a declaration of war last night.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, and I was really mad about it last night, and I still am because he did. But let me put it in perspective for you. All right, So Donald Trump and his followers are the Duke Boys, and Joe Biden is Roscoe P. Coltrane,
and we just
jumped the washed out bridge, and the hood crumpled on the Charger, but it drove off, and Boss Hogg came right to the edge and fell into the creek. That's what happened last night with Joe Biden. How's that?
Well, yes, I agree.
No, but it wasn't.
I didn't watch. You know, I knew that we were going to speak today, and I didn't want to just watch the low lights of the speech last night.
I know.
But we've got to be very clever here, everybody. We've got to be very smart, because it seems to me, maybe it's just me, but it seems apparent to me that our current desperate communist regime is doing a last-ditch effort to be able to make good on some deal with other communist countries that we are unaware of.
Oh, yeah.
There can be no other reason. There's no other logical reason why that man was allowed to stand in that place and say those words last night and not be convicted of treason today.
John, he stood in front of the birthplace of our country and bathed it in communist red last night. They want to run away from red because that's supposedly a Republican color, which is nonsense. Why else would they bathe Independence Hall in red, John?
Right. Yeah. Good point.
You know, and think about this. You got a man who's got it, and if you want to read about it, just go to Hunter Biden's laptop and read Peter Schweizer's book. His family has gotten $30 million from the Communist Chinese Party. He just sold 1 million. He just sold 1 million barrels out of our strategic oil reserve to China. Do we need to really clarify this, or are we just not stupid? John, at this point, we're not stupid on this stuff. It's all fairly obvious, and the speech last night was the last dying gasps of the class of 1968. John, did you notice that no Democrats, no big Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, everybody was silent yesterday? Because I think they wanted to see if it would work.
Well, and it can't. It must not work. I mean, and there are a lot of people, you know, it's not just his family, although his family is, you know, up into the elbow, but there are many, many people who are looking out for their own best interests above those of the best interests of this country.
Yes.
And we can't make this just a matter of politics, and we can't make it a matter of stupidity. They were so blindsided in 2016, back by the way when they were questioning free and fair elections, back by the way when they were calling the Trump administration a puppet administration or a false administration, and then that clown got on the air last night and said that if we dare question the election results of 2020, that we are an enemy of the greatest country that ever lived, was ever created, the great experiment. That man got on television last night and called us violent when they burned down cities in 2020. He called us violent when he knows full well that his administration is welcoming people into this country who are disguising poisonous fentanyl tablets as Chiclets and Lucky Charms and giving them to our children.
Yep.
So this devil and this devil administration, who are throwing away our freedom with both hands, they are throwing away our country with both hands, they have got to be voted out to whatever extent we can in the midterms.
Yeah.
And then I was talking, I did an interview this morning for the new movie, and someone said, well, you know, President Biden is talking about running again.
Dear Lord. Joe Biden, and John, I eliminated that argument.
He couldn't win student council.
John, he won't be able to run. And I got to tell you, he's about ready to turn 80 years old. The average age for, you know, particularly white males in this country, about 78. And he had brain surgery and dementia. So that argument is so beyond stupid. And if you seriously think he is going to be able, let alone, you know, who knows where he'll be if he'll still be alive. Let's just be honest here, John.
Just the fact that someone could even ask that question. But, folks, the lesson here is we have got to keep our heads.
Yes, sir. There,
what he said last night was designed, I believe, to absolutely incite a riot.
Of course.
What he said last night was what they claim President Trump said on January 6th.
Yeah.
That man last night, if that speech was not intentionally to incite insurrection,
yep,
then I don't know what it was.
You're so exactly
we must not fall for that.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the world is looking now. The rest of the world absolutely sees a divided United States of America.
Yeah.
We are a bigger target today as we speak than we have ever been since the birth of this nation.
Yeah.
We've got to be smart.
Now, John, let me ask you this. I know you just traveled across the country, and you travel like I do. You drove, and you meet a lot of people, and I meet a lot of people, and you're a light like me. You like to listen to people. What did you see when you took your trip? I think you drove, didn't you drive up the Midwest? What do you see when you talk to people in the country about the country, when people come up to you? And I know people come up to you and say, John Schneider, oh my God. Do you ever talk about politics? Do you ever talk about the state of the country?
Oh, all the time.
Good. What are you hearing? What are you hearing, man?
Well, I'm hearing that people can't afford to pursue happiness anymore.
Yeah.
All they can pursue is survival, and they can barely do that.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing a growing frustration with the rhetoric that comes out of our present administration that's saying not only are things okay, but we are thriving, where there is no tangible evidence of that anywhere.
Yep.
And people are frustrated with it.
Think about this,
and
John.
Here's what I'm hearing. They're saying this is not a matter of politics. This is a matter of either survival or good versus evil. Of course,
boom,
us being good. You know, and everybody thinks they're good. But what in the world is wrong? They keep saying MAGA, 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 MAGA.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
not forget what that stands for. Make America great again.
Yep.
And the president, our real president, President Trump, goes on to say, make America proud again. Make America safe again.
Yeah. Did he ever say make America white supremacist again? Did he ever try that?
I don't think he tried that. No, I don't believe so.
No.
And yet now this administration is against gender.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing everything.
John, nobody's
they
down
are
with this.
Saying, you know, this is a blue skateboard while they're holding up a yellow deck of cards. You know, and they lie.
But you know what? People aren't down with it, John. They're not. Look what happened in Virginia. Led by Loudoun and Fairfax County, as a Democrat as you could possibly get, voting out a Democrat governor, defeating a Democrat governor candidate. Listen, people are mad. And I'm going to tell you, John, I quoted this earlier. Last week, after the Mar-a-Lago raid, Joe Biden says he wants to pay off $1 trillion worth of student debt, after they raided Mar-a-Lago, 72% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans said that the country was on the verge of collapse, that our democracy was on the verge of collapse. That is not a reflection of a guy who was president 2 years ago. That is a reflection of what is going on in the country right now. Last night, the president tried to get out in front of this and say that the Democrats have to save the country from collapse when both parties believe his policies doing it.
Absolutely they do.
Boom.
Absolutely
there you go.
They do. That's why I say it's a last-ditch effort.
Yep.
My fear, Rob, is that he's going to do something incredibly dangerous between now and the November midterms that will somehow keep us from having them.
I know.
I don't know what that could be. I don't know if we're actually at war, if we still have elections. I don't know. Something that has confused me. What do you think happened with Sarah Palin? What do you think happened up there in Alaska?
Well, they changed the voting system, and she ended up losing in a state that votes 60% Republican. Of course, they rigged it. They rigged it like they did Pennsylvania. They rigged it like they did Wisconsin.
How do we keep them from continuing this pattern?
Well, right now in the country, in a lot of states, they've elected elected officials who are very much into voter integrity. We've seen voter integrity passed in a number of states, despite the fact it's been shouted down. And also, John, don't forget, we also have about a couple hundred million people who have these amazing things in their pocket called smartphones that can make you into citizen journalists. So I understand where you're coming from. It looks like they got away with it in Alaska. They lied again. But nationally, we have to be on guard, man. We definitely do. We have to volunteer. We have to run for office. I know a lot of people are running for office. I know people in Maryland.
You've got to go and man the polling. You've got to go watch. You've got to assist this. Because look what happened in California. I saw, 375,000 votes to recall Gavin Newsom go away on television.
I know.
And no one talked about it. And look at what's happened to that beautiful state since that denizen of society was allowed to stay there.
Yeah, they turned Eden into hell.
Absolutely.
And John, the only way that America is going to accept what they're doing in California, accept this radical transgender nonsense, accept CRT in schools, accept the gutting of our military, accept the opening of the southern border, accept selling our souls to China, the only way is if they do it by force. That's what they're going to try. But here's the thing. Americans aren't behind this. There's a small percentage of radical class of 1968 types. This is their moist dream that they've dreamed of, and this is the final, the peak of their attempt to make the country into a Marxist utopia. And last night was the speech they thought maybe could do it, but I honestly think, and you're a theater guy, you know what a denouement is. A denouement is after the peak, it fades. There's still a lot of stuff that's going to happen before November. Don't get me wrong. But last night was a failed attempt to divide us even more and make half of the country into our enemies.
Well, you know, in my opinion, it was a death rattle. We've got to be very careful. While we are bickering and complaining among ourselves, we are presenting to a world that would like nothing, that has planned, China has planned to take over this country, and now with Bill Gates' help, they're doing it with every piece of farmland they're purchasing.
Yes, sir. Yep.
We have got to make sure that we do not give them a reason to take advantage of our current lack of unity.
Now, John, they and I do believe, because I have loads of evidence, and now even more evidence, the FBI was involved in throwing the 2020 election with Hunter Biden's laptop. They thought, well, they got Donald Trump out of the way. Thank God. We've got to get as much done as possible while we have just completely blown up the country. We have shut down all speech, all freedom of expression, all ability to counter the government narrative by saying it's disinformation. So they had a lot of things they needed to do while we were all going, what the hell just happened?
None
of this would have happened with Donald Trump in office. But now they're trying to get everything they can get done and codified before we finally go, bullcrap, this ends now. And right now the deadline for getting it all done is November the 8th.
I don't want Biden and the other clowns that are in the Volkswagen jumping out of the Volkswagen in the center ring. I don't want them to give our country to a communist country in a military act on our soil against us, and then because of that attack appear to have united us against a common enemy.
All right. Can you hold on? I know you got to call at the top of the hour. Can you hold on to the next break? We'll get out by like 55. Can you do that?
You bet. Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. You're listening to the Rob Carson Show. Back in a second.
To all the Brandons out there, we salute you and say, let's go, Brandon. It's the Rob Carson Show.
John Schneider from, John Schneider Productions. He's got a whole bunch of new projects he's working on. Just did a poker run a few months ago. It's very funny. And he joins us on the phone. Christian Witten wrote this morning. He said that the sheer recklessness of the remarks can't be understated. If Biden believes half the country is composed of racists and extremists, how on earth is he going to represent their interest as president? And modern fascists might seek to redefine the founding of America from one that created the greatest impetus for expanding freedom in human history to a grubby one that was based on propagating slavery. That's what they have tried to do, John. But you know what? We all don't hate America.
No, we're not buying it.
Yes, sir.
That's why, Rob, I'm so concerned, because everything that this administration has done since they got in office seems to me to be designed to divide this country.
Of course.
So for what purpose? You know, there's an old art of war.
Yeah.
Is something I've read. It's a reason why Donald Trump wrote The Art of the Deal.
Yes.
Why there's a reason why he called it that. But there are things going on that really scare me, and I'm not in the conspiracy world. But I cannot imagine any logical reason why the administration would want this country divided.
Because they want to fundamentally change America. Barack Obama said it in 2007.
Well, dude, yes, that's the
that's why.
That's the least damaging thing they want to do.
But that's what they want to do.
How many millions now have come over our southern border?
I know.
When they dropped all pretense of having a southern border, we have the fentanyl problem. We have thank God for Governor Abbott now sending folks up to Chicago, sending them to New York. I love what he's doing with
Me too.
Of that. But we have been invaded.
Yes, sir.
How many terrorists? Invited into this country, given a cell phone and $2,500?
John, here's
they
what it
are
is.
Funding it,
yes.
something.
Well, they're funding the fundamental transformation of America into a Marxist state. They hate America as founded. This is what it is all about. Listen, we got to run, John. I want to have you back on.
Giving it away. You don't think they're paying a debt?
Oh, well, certainly there's some of that. The man in the White House is giving them all access. That's how they're getting it done.
Now, by the man in the White House, you mean Obama, right?
Well, Joe Obama, exactly.
Obama.
John, we got to run, man.
Okay,
let's talk about your new movie next. Where do people go? Okay, and where do people go? Because I know you got a new project. We got to talk about that next week. But
I
where do people?
Project where I orchestrate a situation where I can die for my flag in my front yard. It's called To Die For. Go check out the trailer. I sent it to Rob. Watch it. Rob, you put a link up.
I put it on social media. I'll put it up again today.
On Facebook.
All right.
Or on my YouTube channel. It's just called John Schneider. The movie is called To Die For. Why? Yes. Because our flag is worth it.
All right, brother. Godspeed. God bless. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
You bet. All right. See ya. Let's take a break. It's the Rob Carson Show.
They called us deplorables. They shut down our country.
Oh, we ain't gonna take it.
They say our thoughts are disinformation.
Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
We will not go quietly into the night.
You tell them I'm coming.
We will not vanish without a fight.
And hell's coming with me, you hear?
Today,
hell's coming with me.
We celebrate our Independence Day.
This is our response, The Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Welcome to it. Last hour of the show right ahead. The Godzilla of Talk Radio. John Frederick's going to join us. My show is on many of his radio stations. I like to call myself the Mothra of comedy. I mean, it's not as imposing as Godzilla of Talk Radio, but he already took that. So I'll just go with Mothra of comedy. Joe Biden, also known as President Doofy, had a I understand you being really ticked off about it. I understand that bathing Constitution Hall in red communist red last night and shaking his fist and demonizing half of the people he's supposed to represent and promised he would on Inauguration Day, demonizing them, using words of war. I understand what that means. I get it. But I don't think America is willing to get behind a guy who has 30-something approval, 60% disapproval, and you wouldn't trust him to drive a car by himself. It's from Jim Gossett, brand new.
You're a mean one, Mr. Joe.
I know Christmas is a long way.
You clench your fists and yell. In front of that red background, it appeared that you're in hell, Mr. Joe. It's obvious to everyone that you are not well.
Oh, yeah.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international efforts of pressure.
You're a mean one, Mr. Joe. MAGA, you attack. You call us all fascists and you will not take it back, Mr. Joe.
Chairman Joe.
Thanks to your incompetence, we're on the wrong track. You're a mean one.
Yes.
Mr. Joe.
Yeah.
You never take the blame. All you do is slander Donald Trump's good name, Mr. Joe. If they don't impeach you, it will be a shame.
There you go. Jim Gossett. JimGossettComedy.com, two S's and two T's. I know that we're a little premature on the Christmas music thing, but did you realize that because the economy sucks so badly because Joe Biden is in charge of it and he's done such a terrible job, and we have 40% a 40-year high inflation, and the businesses are beginning to cut people, like, and CEOs are saying that we're going to cut people, and they've got Christmas decorations out at Costco right now, and Sam's Club, and Lowe's, and Home Depot before Halloween decorations, because they're so desperate for Christmas to arrive the fourth quarter to put them in the black, and this is their last ditch effort to save their businesses in many cases. So I said, what the hell, let's just do a parody that's a Christmas song. Let's go to Eileen in Santa Cruz, KSCO. She's been waiting a long time, and Eileen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm glorious. Good to hear from you. What's up?
Actually, you are fabulous. You know that? I'm in love. I'm in love with
Stop
you.
Stop it. Oh, get out of here. Keep
married,
going.
We could talk about that. But anyway.
Well, send some pictures. I'm nothing. What's your email? What? Yes?
Rob. Oh, my gosh. And when I heard that your mother was a harebrained, I've been a hairstylist for 42 years. So
oh, yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
So yeah, you know, you're from a good stock, right? And then
oh,
you
man.
Were adopted. You
yes.
were adopted?
Yes.
Wow, what a story you have. I mean,
I know
what
it's kind of weird.
Well,
story. And the thing is, I was found in an egg-shaped spaceship in an Iowa cornfield. And I had escaped the planet before it was exploded. I escaped, and then I was raised by a farm family.
Well, and you and Mork, right? Mork,
yeah, me and Mork. I was thinking Superman, actually, Eileen. Come on.
Well, you have to start wearing your shirts backwards, Rob.
I am wearing my multicolored suspenders with flair. So what's on your mind today? What did you think of Joe Biden's speech?
Well, I love it because he is literally burying himself alive.
Yeah.
He is burying himself alive, and... I mean, I pray for the man. I pray for these people. God tells us, pray for your leaders, because talk about completely lost. Talk about, think about this. He is making MAGA, and I'm not even that big of a Trump supporter right now, to tell you the truth. The whole vaccine issue has got me, with a lot of questions. But anyway, so he's attacking people that aren't necessarily Trump supporters, people who just want to make America great again. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. And also, I'll mention Eileen, those 70 plus million MAGA Republicans, are a lot of them are married to Democrats. They have children that are Democrats. They work with people who are Democrats.
So, nobody
is going to follow the guy into battle. Nobody's going to follow him into battle. Our biggest fear is how much we're weakening our military while other countries look and go, this is an ideal opportunity. It's not going to be a military thing, but it's going to be it's a full scale attempt to take down the country as founded.
Yes, it is a form of military. We are at war.
Oh, I know we are.
It's a war. It's a different. It's a war. It's an info war. Yeah. You know, like Alex has said, it's vying for the mind of America. That's where the warfare is taking place, in the minds of people, and they've been duped into this whole fear. You know, like I think it was. Hitler's lead propagandist, he said that
Goebbels.
When they were during the Nuremberg trials, they said, were you able to accomplish this? And they said, that was easy, and it didn't have anything to do with Nazism. It was, if you get a population fearful enough, you can do anything. And it was like that quote of Voltaire that we talked about last time I called, where if you can convince somebody of absurdities, you can make them commit atrocities.
100%. Right? But the thing is, we haven't gone there. You know, they tried it with the masks. They still want kids to wear masks. Masks are meant to broadcast fear, and people are done. People are done with that. Yeah, but you notice this, Eileen? Did you notice how quiet the Democrats in power have been while Joe Biden went out and made this speech last night? Because I think they weren't going to fight it. They were going to see what happened. They were going to see if they could muster anger and even violence against Trump supporters. And then after the speech, I think it became kind of real, like, it's not going to work. We overplayed our hands. Corinne Jean-Pierre last night said, he's saying, no, we just meant MAGA Republicans in Congress.
They are fools. Yeah. These people are foolish. Like it says in the Bible, it talks about a woman who destroys her own house with her own hands. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're dismantling their own house as well as trying to dismantle our country.
Yes.
But now they've taken it to the tipping point, really.
Yeah.
So, Rob, I have got to talk to you. I am willing to give you an exclusive on this. And it's going to be bigger than MAGA. It's going to be bigger than the Let's Go Brandon.
Okay.
It's going to be huge. And you're the perfect person to work with. So
What?
So you've got
you
to
share
you've
it?
Got to, what's that?
Do you want to share it with me?
No. This is proprietary.
I'm going to go
patent pending any day. But I want to talk to you, and I want to offer you an exclusive.
Okay. Well, why don't you hold on? And by the way, here's my idea. I was talking about, you know, doing a shutdown of the country, and I think I want to call it the We the People walkout.
I think that is a fabulous idea. And I've got the Lord has been building this thing for like 7 years. Okay. I think I told you that once before that when I would listen to Rush, this was like over 30 years ago, he gave me an idea for a product, and I've been, that's just one of many products he's given me, and it was never.
Wait a minute. Is it Democrat repellent?
In a way, it's even better than that. We're going to kill him with kindness.
Yeah,
okay.
Eileen, before Rush passed, I remember, and you can't find this comment anywhere. Rush was, in his last days on the air, he was portending this moment. He was saying that they were going to lob everything at us, and he even, I think, hinted at a physical conflict. He did.
Oh, that's what they're trying to take it to.
Yeah.
But
there you go.
You know what? But this is even going to be better, Rob, because like you've used humor and satire. That's what's going to win this war.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to be the spirit of the Lord. But he's going to. We're going to. I can't even tell you.
All right, Eileen.
Yeah.
Hold on. We'll get your phone number. We'll get your number. Okay. We'll get in touch with you. Okay.
All right.
But no drunk dialing. No drunk dialing, Eileen. I know how you are.
I'm not drunk. No, I'm
no. I mean later.
All
right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Talk to you later. This is Corinne Jean-Pierre changing her tune about 75 million Americans.
Back to tonight's speech. Obviously, you said that the president's going to be calling out these lawmakers that are MAGA lawmakers in Congress. But you had 74 million people vote for Trump last time around. You said it's a small number that the White House believes are extremists. Can you give us an idea of ballpark? Are we talking a million of that 74 million? Are we talking 1%, 20%? What kind of number are we talking
about? Well, I'm talking about specifically of MAGA office holders. That's what we're talking about. They're the
That's a bunch of crap.
The ones we're
absolute bunch of crap.
I'm talking specifically. I already answered this question about how, you know, we feel like we've touched a nerve.
Here she goes. She's scrambling. She's what they meant 75 million MAGA supporters. They've been going after us. That's why they hired 87,000 IRS agents. This is Charlie Hurt last night talking about what many people are thinking was an attempt to start a war. An actual physical altercation.
Well, first of all, the speech. I've never seen such an angry, rancid speech in which a president attacks the voters that he supposedly works for. I've never seen anything like it. It's also very senseless because, you know, at another point in the speech, he starts talking about how this is not normal. And we heard that a lot during the 4 years of Trump's first term. But what's kind of weird about this is, well, my goodness, Democrats control the White House and both chambers of Congress.
He's talking about with normal during the Trump, this is not normal. It was the vitriol and hatred for the man in power and the attempt to take him down constantly.
Congress, if it's not normal, maybe you should look at yourself. Maybe that's the problem. But Tammy, I think and it's kind of funny, I was calculating this in my mind before we went on, whether I would even say something like this, but I'm afraid you're right. If I were to be completely honest about it, I think he is doing everything he can to gin up something so that people do get out of hand. And that's a terrifying thing to contemplate, and it's a terrifying thing to contemplate a president trying to do that in order to benefit himself ahead of an election in which he's going to get punished for gas prices, inflation, an open border, and crime. Those are the issues that people care about.
Here's another thing just to throw before we take the break. They tried to make the Roe v. Wade decision into the summer of rage. They tried to create 2020 all over again. That's what they tried. That didn't work. You've got about 100 attacks on crisis pregnancy centers. Last night was an attempt to start the failed summer of raids that didn't start after Roe v. Wade. I think that could be part of it, too. Sean, you hold on. You'll be up next. Also, Estelle, you too. This is the Rob Carson Show.
An election year, and a whole lot of Democrats have electile dysfunction.
That is simply not true.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
So a while back, I said that if big tech, the mainstream media, and the Democrat Party said what you say is disinformation or misinformation, it means they know you know the truth. And it turns out the Biden administration has worked in tandem with social media giants like Facebook and Twitter to censor statements they deemed misinformation. This on the heels of Mark Zuckerberg admitting and the FBI conceding they worked to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election. I know I don't live near Washington, D.C., but I think I'm hearing a lot of merd hitting the fan. In a petition filed Wednesday, Louisiana Federal Court, State Attorney General Jeff Landry and his Missouri counterpart, Eric Schmidt, charged that dozens of federal officials across at least 11 federal agencies engaged in a massive, sprawling federal censorship enterprise with the intent and effect of pressuring social media platforms to censor and suppress private speech that federal officials disfavor. This is why you couldn't say anything about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, which the CDC has approved to treat COVID today. This is why the federal government, this is why Facebook and YouTube and Twitter took you down when you tried to say anything about the election being stolen. This is why Facebook and Twitter and YouTube took down anything, anything with regard to Hunter Biden's laptop or Russian disinformation being false. Does it make sense now? I started talking about this 2 or 3 years ago, and now we're going to know. This is AG of Missouri, Eric Schmidt.
No, and this is, quite frankly, Tucker, the first time anybody's got a chance to look under the hood.
Obviously from Tucker's show last night.
Right, of the communications between the Biden administration and with their big tech partners in their effort to outsource censorship, you know, and violate the First Amendment. And so I guess the best way to look at this is in two buckets. What do we
need? The mainstream media just took over, just bent over and took it. They're protected by the First Amendment. They're supposed to be champions of the First Amendment. They just bent over and took it from the government.
No, from the documents that have already been provided. We know that at least 45 officials, government officials, have been identified as directly communicating with big tech, with...
Listen carefully.
Have we misstated in the intro what you found in any way?
No, and this is, quite frankly, Tucker, the first time anybody's got a chance to look under the hood, right, of the communications between the Biden administration and with their big tech partners.
Listen.
in their effort to outsource censorship, you know, and violate the First Amendment. And so I guess the best way to look at this is in two buckets. What do we know from the documents that have already been provided? We know that at least 45 officials,
Boom.
Government officials, have been identified as directly communicating with big tech, with Facebook, with Twitter to take things down. They had these weekly censorship meetings.
They had weekly censorship meetings.
In addition to that, they also were able to establish a verified flagging status for government officials to...
You wonder why Donald Trump doesn't have a Facebook profile or a Twitter profile anymore? Ding, ding, ding.
Directly go and censor. You had a senior official at Facebook directly communicating with the Surgeon General of the United States saying, hey, what can we do? And then a week later coming back and saying, we did that. What else can we do? I mean, they've effectively outsourced their censorship. The second bucket, Tucker, is
wow.
the things that we don't know. We don't know right now. We know it's at the highest levels of government, but we don't know exactly how high and how wide this goes because the Department of Justice is objecting to discovery to the folks in the White House, and they're claiming...
Now, you're saying, come on, really? Joe Biden's White House wasn't collaborating with Facebook or anything. Here's Jen Psaki.
In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken, or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office.
Mm.
We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook.
Whoa! I think she just admitted it!
Within the Surgeon General's office, we're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected med-
Do you believe what you just heard? I do. I'm one of the people they took down. I'm one of the people that Facebook is destroying right now. Yeah. As the election starts to happen, I can't see any of information about how many views I'm getting and stuff. It's weird how that happens. I've been censored on YouTube and Twitter too. That's kind of funny, ain't it? No, it's not. People need to go to jail. John Fredericks joins us next. The Godzilla of Talk Radio. Again, I'm the Mothra of Comedy. Stick around. Edition of the Rob Carson Show. John Fredericks, the Godzilla of Talk Radio, will join us in a second. But I have this little dedication to President Doofy and his speech last night.
To speak the impeachable speech.
Oh, it definitely was.
To say the impeachable words. To cross the line into sedition. Joe's speech was one for the birds.
Red and everything.
This was his quest. Not heal, but divide. And when he trashed MAGA, Joe flat out lied.
Nobody's following
his
him.
His speech was a joke designed to incite.
Hey, bring it on, Joe. Gotta know we're prepared for a fight.
Big finish.
'Cause now you're impeachable, Joe.
Woo-hoo-hoo! That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Now some walk-on music for John Fredericks. Hold on. John Fredericks, the God of Talk Radio, joins us on the Newsmax hotline. How are you, sir?
Rob Carson, it's always an honor to be on one of the greatest radio shows in the history of man. Your ratings on our station since we picked you up are through the roof. We got to increase our bandwidth for our app just when your show comes on, Rob. You're an iconic figure in the John Fredericks Media Network, and thanks for being with us. Hey, we're live in Wilkes-Barre.
Lovely.
The scene of President Trump's big rally tomorrow. Crowds already starting to build, cars and buses all over the place. He's expecting like 20,000 people tomorrow.
John, I think they're going to do more than that. I think this one is really going to be off the hook because he's been kind of laying low since these abuses and usurpations of the last month that started with the raid on Mar-a-Lago, which 70% of Americans say was a bullcrap. 80% of Republicans say it was nothing more than a dragnet. It was illegal. And then you also look at some things like, signing off on 87,000 IRS troops to go after average Americans, and then $1 trillion of student loan wiped away while Americans are shopping at Dollar General and not making it to their paycheck. Tomorrow is going to be epic. So you're there. Where exactly is it in Wilkes-Barre?
It's at the Mohegan Arena, which is part of the Mohegan Sun operation. It's right on the outskirts of Wilkes-Barre.
Gotcha.
Capacity is like that, I think 25,000.
Yeah, but there'll be that many outside.
Well, you're going to get the overflow outside, but if somebody wants to come here, wants to take it, by the way, it's beautiful here. That's all it is. The weather's fantastic. You want to come and check it out tomorrow, just go to DonaldJTrump.com. As soon as the tickets are sold out and they hit capacity, you can't get in. So you want to do that now, DonaldJTrump.com. You can order your ticket. I think this is, Rob, I think you're right. Look, he's going to get indicted. I don't think there's any question about it. And I didn't ask him that on my show yesterday because that gets into legal areas. But I believe he's going to get indicted. And, you know, my view, Rob, after that speech last night, if they indict Trump, they indict us all.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like, I mean, what Biden said last night, you talk about the dividing the country. Basically, he said the 80 million people that voted for Trump are political enemies of the state. And the way he set it up was that if you voted for Trump, I have a right to weaponize every agency of government, including the IRS, DOJ, FBI, and everything else, in order to come after you as some kind of a domestic terrorist, a threat to democracy. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to have such a massive win, Rob, on November 8th. They want democracy. We're going to shove democracy up their butts like an X-lax. Right, we'll give them democracy, Rob, by crushing them. School boards, supervisors, town councils, state houses, governors. I think we win the Senate by 4 or 5. I think we can gain 50 seats in the House.
Yeah.
And I think what Biden did last night is like lighting a match
in a
smoldering fire, because Trump voters, they don't show up in these midterms, right? They only come out for their guy. But I think anybody saw that speech last night, Rob? I mean, that was basically, if you don't agree with them and if you don't go down the Marxist path, basically what they said is you're an enemy of the state and we will go after you. That was his speech last night.
John, he did it. He did it in front of a sacred place for the birthplace of our governance, and he bathed it in communist red. And it looked foreboding. The lighting was upward facing, and he shook his fist and he yelled. That's ridiculous. And nobody's down with that, John. That is ridiculous. It cannot be allowed to stand. And I'm going to tell you, and I've used this analogy before. The SS Titanic set sail on January 20th of 2021. We are the smoldering coal bunkers in the SS Titanic. We caught fire when they evaded Mar-a-Lago, and now That ship is sinking. Last night, we discovered that ship has the fatal flaw, and it's going down. And you either want to get on the door with us, or you want to sink with this man. But he really stepped in it last night. And as much as MSNBC is down with what he said, and CNN, and by the way, they have the worst ratings they've ever had, you cannot look at what they do on television and their reactions with how the American people feel, John, because this speech did not resonate with Democrats. It may have resonated with leftists, and that's going to be about 15% of the population. They're the ones that are steering all this crap, all this CRT, all of this nonsense, and that's the class of 1968. But the problem is, the class of 1968 has failed at the number one thing they needed to do to turn this country into a Marxist utopia, and that is to make all of us hate the country. And we don't, John. It's not working.
I think last night what you saw was an act of not only evil, but of pure desperation. Rob, these people will do anything to keep power. They will harass you. They will put you in jail. They will get IRS agents with guns. They will do anything. They will open up the borders to get cheap votes. They don't care about how it stresses out society, what it does. They don't care. Now they're going to weaponize every single agency of the government against its own people in order for them to keep power. And the only way to defeat this is on November 8th by a crushing victory, winning the Senate big, winning everything. I mean, we just can't win. You know, when I get these congressmen on my show and they mamby-pamby, these Republican congressmen, you know, tell me about, well, you know, we have to have measured expectations. You know, we think we can win 12 seats. It's like if you win 12 seats, this has got to be the biggest marketing malpractice operation in the history of the Republic. But here's the problem, Rob. What? And here's what it gets down to with our leadership, right? There's some of us like me that believe we don't want to win. McConnell doesn't want to win. Because if we take the Senate by 4 or 5, McConnell gets beat by Rick Scott. So McConnell doesn't want a big victory.
But did you notice Rick Scott last night coming out on the offense? Did you also note McConnell earlier this week said that at least 2 or 3 Senate candidates endorsed by Trump have a real good chance of winning? I don't think McConnell wants to be on the wrong side of history. He was quiet yesterday. Nancy Pelosi was quiet yesterday. They wanted to see what happened last night. And now you're hearing, well, he wasn't really talking about 75 million Americans, just MAGA Republicans in Congress.
No, I mean, he was talking about 75 million Americans. Right.
I know. But they're trying to change it because I don't think it played well at all with anybody except for Joe Scarborough and the morons on CNN and MSNBC.
I think you're right. I mean, look, this has got to be a wake up call. You know, if this can't activate our base, Rob, I think we're going to have the biggest turnout in history.
John, we're already activated. We're pissed off, dude. We're pissed off. We've been pissed off for 7 years, and we've been pissed on for 7 years, and we're tired of it, John.
Can I expose one myth?
What's that?
Do I have another minute?
Go.
Okay. This concept of everybody voting on game day only, on election day only, because of some kind of they don't know what the algorithms will be.
Yes.
This concept that many on the right are perpetuating is the most asinine, stupidest thing in electoral history, and it is a pathway to defeat. Here's why.
What?
If you don't vote early and you wait until election day, and that's where all your voters are, guess what? 20% don't come. You know why? Weather, child care, soccer practice runs late. I had to work overtime. My car broke down. I got a flat tire. My child care got sick. I got sick. My wife got sick. My son got sick. My plane was late. I had to stay out of town an extra day. I could go on and on and give you 100 reasons. And we've got the ecosystem, the clickbait right, and I've been very critical of them, Rob, going out there and saying, oh, everybody's got to vote on game day. Because if you vote early, they'll know what the algorithms are on the machines with some server on the moon. This is insane.
Well, now, John, just wait a minute. John, what happened with Carrie Lake? Carrie Lake won the election on election day, John. She won on election day, John.
You're playing. I understand that. And the majority of our people vote on election day.
But if that's the message, you're playing with fire. Because too many things can go wrong in one day. Go vote early. I mean, why are you waiting until one day when there is a myriad of problems that can come up? And this is the other thing, Rob.
As long as you vote in person, you can vote early. I'm fine with that, John. Yes.
You got to vote early, Rob.
I've been saying vote in person. I've been saying don't send in, and if you get an extra ballot or something looks weird, take pictures, call the GOP in your area, make sure to get copious evidence about it. If you see people stuffing ballot boxes, you get their license plate number, you follow them if you have to. Watch out for your own safety. But every one of us have these smartphones, and we can have 100 million investigative journalists who can watch this, and we're not going to let it happen like last time. But I get your point about voting early in person, going to the precinct and casting your vote. I understand. But as far as mail-in voting, avoid it at all costs, because that's how they have done it. That's how they did it in Alaska. That's one of the reasons why Sarah Palin lost. I'd love your thoughts real quick on that. Have you had a chance to really look at that that race up there?
It's why Republicans lose, because we hold grudges. All right? So you got the same thing going on
that too.
In Pennsylvania. We got the same thing going on in Georgia. Right? So the biggest voters don't like Palin because she came in late. And so they told their voters, hey, don't, on the second choice, vote for the Democrat. Don't vote for Sarah. So therefore, we beat ourselves, so the Republicans get 61% of the vote and the Democrat wins, because Begich tells his people to vote for the Democrat, Peralta, as their second choice in order to beat Palin. So now we have a Democrat because they have a grudge against Palin. This is the nonsense that goes on, Rob. Look, everybody wants to do the happy talk. This is reality. We got this. I'm in Pennsylvania. We got the same thing. We got the same Kathy Burnett people banging on Oz every day. You know what the alternative to Dr. Oz is? A communist, Rob.
I know.
An avowed Marxist. We got to get together, stop the grudges, stop the squabbling. The Democrats don't squabble. We got 37 people, elected Republicans in Pennsylvania, who signed a letter of endorsement for Shapiro over Mastriano. We got 87 elected Republicans in Arizona who are backing publicly Mark Kelly over Blake Masters because they're mad because their candidate didn't win. Do the Democrats ever do this? Can somebody show me an example of 80 Democrats elected that are backing the Republicans? We are killing ourselves, Rob, with this nonsense.
I understand.
We've got to get our act together, Rob.
Oh, I know. And I think we are, John. I'm going to remain optimistic about this. I got to run here. Headline on Breitbart: Biden tries to walk back dark devices speech, claims, I don't consider any Trump supporter to be a threat. So I told you, they're walking it back. Corinne Jean-Pierre walked it back. Everybody stood silent. Nancy Pelosi stood silent. Let him go out there, try it. It was a trial balloon, and it failed. And now they're walking it back. But now we understand their intentions. Now we understand what's in their hearts. I got to run. Where can we find you, John? And where are you going to be tomorrow? Can we hear you tomorrow during the rally? Because I'm going to be on Newsmax before the rally. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm just going to the rally with my wife, man. We're going to have some fun.
Sweet.
We're not working tomorrow, but look, just go to johnfredericksradio.com. Everything is there. johnfredericksradio.com. Follow me, Twitter, Getter, and every place else, at JF Radio Show, at JF Radio Show.
All right, my brother. Have fun. I wish you could be there. We'll get together at the next one, okay?
Yeah, Rob. See you then.
All right, let's take a break. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Somebody call a plumber. It's time to drain the swamp. It's the Rob Carson Show.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America.
Yeah, it's all a lie. Everything's a lie. Just like, censorship. the Biden administration working in tandem with social media to silence your opposition to COVID-19 treatments and vaccines that you don't need. And they lied and worked with big social media and the mainstream media on Hunter Biden's laptop, on the southern border, trying to cover up that, on Russia collusion. I can go on and on the FBI colluding with Facebook and Twitter to shut down talk about Hunter Biden's laptop before the election. This is all coming down. It's getting real. Nancy Pelosi this morning, just to add insult and injury, she said of Biden's speech last night, listen to this. She said it was inspiring and optimistic. This is where she's just being something I can't say on the radio. She knows it. She's a vitriolic, awful, wretched woman. She is Cruella DeVille. She eats $12 a pint ice cream out of a $30,000 freezer while you have to shop at Dollar General. That's the way she's always been. She's a happy American grandma. Figure out that acronym. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi is a happy American grandma. That's what she is, happy American grandma. She even put off the first round of COVID relief money until after the election, after Joe Biden was able to steal it. Oh, yeah, and big tech colluded with the Biden administration also, I presume, on covering up the election and saying that it was a big lie. Their Marxist communist revolution is coming to a screeching halt. We cannot and we will not live under the yoke of their tyranny. The Soviet Union, when it was created, didn't have a First Amendment, a Second Amendment. They had a Constitution. Didn't have a Fourth Amendment. Now, these are words, but they've got to be backed up. The Soviet Union also didn't have 480 million guns. And also, and that's not a threat. It's just saying they never had it. And I will also tell you, Joe Biden does not have the support of the military. He does not have the support of law enforcement. He does not have the support of people who are working in the streets of the FBI, people who are field agents of the FBI. He doesn't. He cannot weaponize all of these departments against the American people, because if it has anything to do with law enforcement, most of them believe in what we believe and think what the Democrats have done to law enforcement is a joke. That's why we have so many whistleblowers. Keep whistling. Whistle past the Democrat Party's graveyard. And let's make sure it's a graveyard November the 8th. Not killing them, just killing them at the box office. And like John Frederick said, vote in person. If you're going to vote early, vote in person. Be vigilant for fraud. Make sure that if you get somebody else's ballot, or you get more than one ballot, or anything suspicious, you get in charge with your local GOP and law enforcement. Let's come back, wrap things up before a big three-day weekend. Just a second. All right, guys, watch my TV show on Newsmax this weekend. It's called Rob Carson's What in the World. It will be following Donald Trump's speech. Newsmax will be covering it. Goes to NewsmaxTV.com for information. So Trump's rally, then my show. Pray for our country. Unite to save it. Democrats and Republicans, people who love America, God bless you guys. And until Tuesday, don't catch the stupid. See you then.